Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Talk about how we can kind of morph into, I mean, every step here is a step there. How we live here does impact how we live there. But you can see how with that mindset, we can get into a place of striving to earn points rather than living to please God. So maybe make a distinction between those two motivations.
Yeah, that is important to make a distinction there. You know, the old saying that this life is a dress rehearsal for the next is very true, and it's very biblical. There are two judgments that we need to keep in mind that are talked about in the Scripture. One is for unbelievers, and another is for believers. For unbelievers, it's called the Great White Throne Judgment in Revelation chapter 20. Go there sometime. It's a very sobering scene. It's the final judgment of believers before the throne of God and before both death and Hades and the inhabitants and all of that are cast into the lake of fire. The other judgment that I find, you know, believers in Jesus don't often think about, it's called the judgment seat of Christ. And this is not to judge our worthiness to enter heaven or not. That's already determined by the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and paid the penalty for our sins, and by faith we receive eternal life. So our entrance into heaven is not in question at the judgment seat of Christ. But our experience in heaven and our rewards in heaven are determined there. So the Apostle Paul talks about it several times in his letter to the Corinthians, also to the Romans. He says in Romans 14, we, being believers, must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We can't call in sick, Susie. We can't say, oh, I just forgot or I decided not to show up. There is a day of reckoning where we will be held accountable as believers in Jesus Christ for the works we have done since we came to faith in him. Very important distinction here. We're not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. And what we do for Christ in service to him will be judged. And Paul tells us some of those works will burn up like wood, hay, and stubble. Others will be found to be like gold, silver, and precious stones. And what I say in the book is that, you know, heaven will be heaven for everybody who is there by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but it will be more heavenly for those who have served faithfully and who have received the rewards of heaven. Now, somebody once compared the judgment seat of Christ to kind of like a high school graduation. I'll attend my daughter's high school graduation in a couple of weeks here. And, you know, it's always a wonderful time. Everybody gets a diploma. Everybody graduates. Some people graduate with honors. And that's the way it will be at the judgment seat of Christ.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.